أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله All praise is due to Allah. We thank Him, we depend on Him, and we seek His forgiveness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the evils of our hearts and from our bad deeds. Verily, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides someone, no one can misguide him. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misguides someone, then no one can guide him. I bear witness that no one is worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his last messenger. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما In the past few khutbas we addressed the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam starting from Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman, and today inshallah we're going to finish the fourth Khalifa, Ali ibn Abi Talib. Ali ibn Abi Talib was the young cousin of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This child, who greatly admired his older cousin, grew into a noble warrior for Islam, a knowledgeable judge, a remarkable exegete of Quran, and righteous leader of the Muslim nation. Ali was born in Mecca around the year of 600 CE. His father was Abu Talib, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's uncle and staunch supporter. When Ali was a young child, a great famine raged the area around Mecca. food was scarce, and many families were unable to feed and clothe their children. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was not yet a prophet offered to nurture and care for his young cousin Ali. Consequently, Ali was raised by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his first wife Khadija. Ali adored his older cousin and followed him around, copying Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam's action. As he grew older, Ali also began to emulate Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam's noble way. When Ali was around 10 years of age, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam received the first revelations of the Holy Quran from God Almighty. Ali was there with his cousin when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam revealed to his family that he had been called to be the messenger of God. It is said that Ali witnessed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Khadija's prayer, praying to God, and that he asked about what he had seen. As soon as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained the message of Islam to his young cousin, Ali accepted it as the truth. However, before he embraced Islam, he thought deeply about what his father's reaction would be. The next morning, Ali testified that there was no God worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was his messenger. Ali has the honor of being the first child to accept Islam. Some scholars of Islam believe that Ali may have been older than 10 years old when he accepted Islam. Therefore, you may read in various texts that Ali was the first youth to embrace Islam. Nevertheless, Ali's age is not of primary importance. What counts the most is that he was a bright and clever young man, eager to learn and eager to worship God in the correct manner. Many scholars point out that Ali was one of many young men and women around the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who had never been initiated into idolatrous ritual of the pre-Islamic Arabs. Ali never prostrated before anything or anyone but God. Ali spent his childhood with Fatima, the youngest daughter of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Khadija. Some years later, when the Muslim community had migrated from Mecca to the city of Medina, Ali went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and proposed marriage to Fatima. Ali, however, was upset by the fact that he was very poor and had nothing of value to present to Fatima as a bridal gift. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminded him that he had a shield to sell. Ali sold the shield to Uthman ibn Affan and was about to run excitedly back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when Uthman stopped him and returned his shield, offering it as a marriage gift to Ali and Fatima. It is believed that Fatima and Ali were in their middle to late teens when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself performed their marriage ceremony. The young boy who had followed his older cousin around like a shadow had grown into a noble young warrior. When God revealed the verse, was the translation as, and warn your tribe, O Muhammad. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam invited all his relatives for a meal. After they had eaten, he addressed them and asked who from his family would join him in God's cause. None had the courage to answer but a boy in his early teens. Ali was that boy, and he stood tall in the face of laughters and surgeons and expressed his desire to help Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in whatever way he could be of service. In the difficult times,
that Leah had, Ali stood firm and repeatedly demonstrated his courage and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the disbelievers of Mecca planned to kill Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it became necessary for him and Abu Bakr to leave Mecca under the cover of darkness. As they walked into the desert night, it was the teenager Ali radiallahu anhu who slept in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bed, knowing that any minute there could be an incessant attempting to murder him. Ali survived the night, and in the coming days he returned the valuables that he had left in trust with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the rightful owners. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam considered his young cousin to be amongst the bravest, trustworthy, and best of his companions. Soon afterwards, Ali joined his beloved cousin in Medina. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so cherished his young cousin, he called him by many fond and endearing names. The name that Ali treasured most was Abu Turab, father of dust. Once when Ali was sleeping in the mosque courtyard, his back became covered with dust. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approached him, pulled him to his feet, and wiped the dust of his back, laughingly calling him Abu Turab. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also called Ali Haydara, means the lion. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, young shadow, grow into a respected warrior of Islam. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Ali was the fourth rightly guided Khalifa. He followed in the footsteps of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman ibn Affan, and ruled the Muslim Empire according to the divinely revealed law of God. From approximately 656 to 661 CE, Ali was the young cousin and son-in-law of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He spent his childhood emulating the noble character of his beloved cousin, and his youth learning the details of Islam. He grew into a noble warrior, physically strong and assertive, but with a humble heart, filled with love for God and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muslims remember Ali for his courage, his honesty, his generous and kind behavior toward others, and his unswerving devotion to Islam. After the migration to Medina, Ali married his childhood companion Fatima, the daughter of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The young couple led a simple but austere life, for Ali did not care for material wealth. Rather, he was focused on pleasing God and attaining everlasting life in the hereafter. They had no servants or slaves. Ali drew and carried water, and Fatima would grind the corn until her hands were rough and sore. Once, when the young couple approached Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asking for a servant, he rebuked them by saying that he could not give them such luxuries when hungry poor people filled the mosque. Ali and Fatima returned home feeling quite dejected. That evening, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam visited Ali and Fatima in their home. He sat on the edge of their bed and taught them words of remembrance with which pray to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He assured them that remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be more beneficial for them than a servant to ease their workload. Ali never forgot the words of advice given to him that night. Later in his life, he said that not a night passed that he did not recite those words before sleeping. Ali and his family went to great lengths to please God. Often they would go hungry themselves, giving away all their food to people poorer than themselves. Ali's generosity knew no bounds. He treated everyone, friend or foe, with respect and kindness. Imam Ahmad described Ali as one of the most virtuous of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam companion, and Ali was known to be amongst the Prophet's sallallahu alaihi wasallam most staunchest supporters. Ali deservedly became known as a strong warrior, and he distinguished himself in the crucial first battle against the unbelieving men of Mecca, known as the Battle of Badr. The young lion of God participated in all the battles fought in the early days of Islam, except on one occasion. It is reported in the authentic tradition of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that during the Battle of Khaybar, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam bestowed a great honor on his young cousin. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed his companions, "Tomorrow I shall give the standard flag to a man who loves God and his messenger, and is also loved by God and his messenger. He does not flee the battlefield, and God will bring about victory through him." The companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent the night wondering who the flag would be handed to. Umar ibn al-Khattab is believed to have said that it was the only time he longed for leadership, but this particular honor belonged to Ali. After Uthman ibn Affan was murdered in the service of Muslim nation, Ali was chosen as the fourth of those known as the rightly guided Khalifas. Many Muslims were eager for Ali to take on leadership, but Ali was concerned that already the seeds of rebelliousness were being sown among the believers. He hesitated until some of the companions who had been close to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam urged him on and gave him their support. The events surrounding Uthman's murder had flung the young Muslim nation into a period that became known as the time of tribulation. Ali began and ended his caliphate in times of trial and tribulations. However, he remained true to his convictions and ruled in a manner that befitted the child who learned his morals and values at the feet of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ali was a profoundly religious man. He was devoted to Islam and strove in his daily life and his position as leader to uphold the Quran and the authentic tradition of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. War broke out amongst the Muslims, and Ali found himself attempting to lead a nation beset with rebellion and in fighting throughout this time of civil strife and war. Ali was ever mindful of the great task that lay before him. he was responsible for the people of the Muslim nation. At this point, it must be clearly noted that Ali and Osman were brothers in Islam, both devoted to God, His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the religion of Islam. Both ruled the Muslim nation with humble hearts, austerity and piety. However, their world was changing in dramatic ways, and some of their actions were difficult to understand then and now. However, in retrospect, it is clear that their love for Islam and desire for the hereafter for all the believers was never in question. Ali remained noble, courageous, and generous. Even in perilous times, he forgave his enemies and wanted only unity for the Muslim nation. Ali was murdered with a poisoned arrow. The assassin who struck while Ali was praying in the mosque brought to an end the life of the Lion of God and the era of the four rightly guided Khalifas, Abu Bakr, Umar ibn al-Khattab, Uthman ibn Affan, and Ali ibn Abu Talib, were men of noble status and high morals, fiber. They ruled with the Quran and the lessons taught to them by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sadly, the world is unlikely to see men such as these again before the end of the days. Allahumma arina al-haqq haqqan wa razuqna ittiba'ah wa arina al-batila batilan wa razuqna ijtinabah. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min 'ilmin la yanfa' wa min qalbin la yakhsha' wa min nafsin la tashba' wa min da'watin la yustajab laha. اللهم انزع حب الدنيا من قلوبنا اللهم انصر دينك وكتابك وسنة نبيك وأوليائك الصالحين اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الربا والزنا والظلم والغش والكذب والبغي والعدوان عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على النعم يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر